Good morning. The time is 11:32, and I'm Sydney.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Now, here's an important one. President Donald Trump is set to reveal an AI action plan later on in the day after revoking President Joe Biden's signature AI guardrails in January. From AP, an anonymous person briefed on today's event says we're expecting some familiar tech lobby pitches, like accelerating the scale of AI abroad, making it easier to construct the data and energy energy hungry data centers that are needed to run AI products. I also am just hearing from the White House press secretary that they're expecting to enact 3 executive orders today. So we'll let you know about that later. Yeah.
The United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee have effectively banned transgender women from competing in women's sports. According to AP, the USOPC has said that it has, quote, an obligation to comply with an executive order issued by President Trump. The new policy was announced on Monday with a quiet change on the USOPC's website and was confirmed in a letter sent to national sports governing bodies. The USOPC changed its noted indirectly as a small detail under the USOPC athlete safety policy and references Trump's executive order keeping men out of women's sports, which was signed back in February. The order threatens to rescind all funds from organizations that allow transgender athlete participation in women's sports. USOPC CEO Sarah Hirschland and President Gene Skies wrote in a letter that, quote, as a federally chartered organization, we have an obligation to comply with federal expectations. Our revised policy emphasizes the importance of ensuring fair and safe competition environments for women. All national governing bodies are required to update their applicable policies in alignment, end quote. The ban could affect sports at all levels, even down to local sports clubs. USA Fencing changed its policy to allow only athletes who are of the female sex in women's competitions and have opened men's events to all athletes not eligible for the women's category, including transgender women, transgender men, non-binary athletes, intersex athletes, and cisgender male athletes, end quote. This effectively changes women's fencing to cis women's fencing and men's to everyone else. This nationwide battle over transgender girls and women on girls and women's sports teams has been playing out at both a state and federal level as Republicans portray the issue as a fight for athletic fairness. More than 24 states have enacted laws barring transgender women and girls from participating in certain sport competitions, but some policies have been blocked in court after critics challenged the policies as discriminatory, cruel, and unnecessarily targeting a tiny niche of athletes. According to GLAAD, as of December 2024, there were over 500,000 college athletes, only 10 of which were transgender. Not 10,000, 10. That is less than 0.002% of college athletes who are transgender. Stricter rules on transgender athletes, which barring from women's events anyone who went through male puberty, have been passed by swimming, cycling, and track and field. Soccer is currently reviewing its eligibility rules for women and could set limits on testosterone, which could affect trans and cisgender women alike.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how all this will affect future seasons. But speaking of sports, a pair of Oregon football players have just been selected to the 2025 Big Ten football preseason honors list. From Coin 6, the Lucky Ducks are defensive back Dylan Tienemann and linebacker Mateo Uiagalelei. Coin 6 says, quote, only 15 players received preseason recognition at the Big Ten Football Media Day event in Las Vegas, end quote. Tienemann was previously a Purdue University student before transferring to the UO. He was also titled Defensive Freshman of the Year and Big Ten Newcomer of the Year, according to USA Today. Meanwhile, Uiagalelei had a strong performance last season, leading the Big Ten with 10.5 stacks. The Ducks are set to begin fall training next week ahead of their season opener against Montana State on Saturday, August 30th, which is also my birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Go Ducks.
Portland Parks and Rec hosts lots of free fun activities in the parks during the summer, and there are a number of awesome activities scheduled for today. Arts in the Park will be at Mill, Lincoln, Kenton, and Columbia Parks this week. The Echo Theater Circus Play Zone will be at Creston Park from 11:30 to 1. The Echo uses movement and ensemble theater traditions, imaginative play, and aerial arts to help people of all abilities discover their potential. Free Arts Northwest will also be at Creston from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Zebu Hoopism will be bringing hula hoop dance to Gateway Discovery today at 11:30 to 12:30, which seems super fun. Girls on the Run will be at Ventura Park from noon to 1 p.m. They will have a free lesson for girls and non-binary youth, which will involve a warm-up, a game, running or walking, and a closing discussion. From noon to 1 p.m., Irving Park will be hosting the Portland Trail Blazers Rip City Hoops Youth Basketball Program, a program dedicated to providing a safe and fun environment for youth to learn basketball. And, as always, many parks will have games, crafts, and free lunch for youth 18 and under. All are welcome in Portland parks.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Ever think about having your own business, being your own boss? If this sounds like something you would like to do, there are a few things to keep in mind. First, choose the right business. Start by considering your special talents and skills. What can you do that you could turn into a money-making business? Getting advice from financial professionals is a good idea. They can help you develop a solid and realistic budget. Self-employed people often work long, hard hours to make their business a success. It's not easy, but it can be very rewarding and a lot of fun. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Tonight it is clear with 60 degrees, overnight low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow it is sunny with a high of 86 degrees. Right now it is clear and 73 degrees in Vancouver. It is clear and 75 degrees in Hillsboro. And currently it is clear and 73 degrees in the Rose City. Thank you so much for listening to Summer Sound 2025. We are on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.am. You could also be listening through your smart devices such as Alexa. You know, you can ask Alexa, hey, tune in to AM 1450 KBPS, and sure enough, she'll do it because that's cool. So anyways, it is Theme Day Wednesday, so we are playing a bunch of songs from our new album, new categories. So if you'd like to call in and, you know, request a new song, that phone number for you is 503-916-KBPS. Again, that is 503-916-KBPS. Here we are with Sequoia by Almost Monday.